Many medical centers use an element called radioisotopes to help diagnose and treat health problems. This morning, a high-ranking member of the U.S. Energy Department will visit two southern Wisconsin companies involved in making the radioactive isotopes. The Trump administration official is expected to highlight support of a program to reduce dependence on foreign imports. WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Kornbach has this preview.
Construction crews at this site near Janesville are putting up a production building for Shine Medical Technologies. Starting in 2022, the Wisconsin-based firm plans to start commercially making molybdenum, or moly-99. Moly decays to technetium-99m, an isotope briefly injected, inhaled, or taken orally into the human body as a tracer, so medical devices can better spot things like cancer and heart disease. Unlike some other suppliers, Shine will make the moly-99 directly from uranium. Company founder and CEO Greg Pfeiffer says the process is more complex, but has a bigger payoff.
This fission-based approach produces a much more concentrated product at the end of the day. It's about 10,000 times more concentrated. In other words, you have 10,000 times more doses per unit volume.
The use of uranium means radioactivity, but Pfeiffer says the Janesville plant will be safe, contrasting its radiation level with that of a commercial nuclear power reactor.
Our isotope facility produces something like 3,000 to 5,000 times less radiation than a reactor does. It doesn't have the possibility for meltdown like a reactor does because of that. Like, decay heat is less than that of a hairdryer in our plant.
4 years ago, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission okayed a construction permit for the Janesville plant. Now the NRC is reviewing Shine's application for an operating license. The commission's Brian Smith says one key thing to evaluate is how well Shine would prevent or handle any accident.
You look at kind of what we call internal events and external events. External events are like natural phenomena, tornadoes, seismic events, heavy rains, heavy snowfalls. Internal events are things like fires, explosions, equipment failing, operator errors.
Smith says given the relatively low amount of radioactivity, it would mainly be the plant workers who could be affected by any release. The NRC expects to make a decision on Shine's operating license about a year from now. A couple years ago, the NRC issued some guidances in connection with what another company, North Star Medical Radioisotopes, does at Beloit.
We do have the source vessels here. There's a syringe here which is heavily shielded.
North Star Chief Executive Officer Steve Merrick shows off a training model of the company's radiogenics system, which separates the medically used isotope technetium-99m from molybdenum-99. Merrick says he's proud of how his company produces a vital material for healthcare patients.
Yeah, we're FDA approved. We've been on the market since November 2018. We've had tens of thousands of patients have had a procedure done using North Star technetium.
North Star gets moly-99 through a partnership with the University of Missouri's nuclear reactor. But Merrick says an addition being built on the company's Beloit facility will provide a second way.
So in Columbia, Missouri, we take moly-98, add a neutron to get moly-99. In Beloit, we're going to use moly-100, use an electron accelerator to knock a neutron out to get moly-99. Now, that moly-99, whether it's from moly-100 or moly-98, is the same thing. It generates the same technetium. So we're very proud we've got two technology pathways in two locations so we can be absolutely the most reliable supplier in the U.S.
And having a U.S. supply of moly-99 has been a big deal for the federal government for more than a decade, especially since some nuclear reactors in other countries have shut down or plan to do so. Deputy Energy Secretary Mark Meneses, who's the agency's principal advisor on emerging technologies, will tour both North Star and Shine today. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.